Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers, here recorded live in the Kickstarter room at Land Grant Brewing Company at 424 West Town Street here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Adam, one of the owners, going to be hosting this week. It's been a while since I've been hosting, but old Mark Richards, probably listening to this episode across the pond.
Yeah, I'm sure he's taking time out of his wonderful vacation to listen.
He is.
To this. Actually, he probably is because he's a weirdo.
So, yeah, that's Walt Keyes there across across the way.
Hey.
And we got Hajir Karimian.
Hello, hello, hello.
A special guest this week. Mm-hmm. And we finally have a brewer back on Beers with the Brewers, Chris Elderman.
Yeah. Hello. We're going to have to change the name of the podcast there for a minute.
Beers with everyone else.
Beers with people that work at Land Grant.
Beers with Mark.
Well, so, speaking of Mark, he did post a video of the what we talked about last week, the all-foam pour Pilsner or Kel in Prague.
The
he
Mielke.
Posted a video on Instagram of him trying it, and according to his video, it was very good.
So they conned him into paying for foam.
Yeah. No. He seemed happy about it.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
Yeah. When in Rome.
Well, he's in Prague, but, yeah. You know, it's...
You know it.
So this week we are going to be talking about our quarterly IPAs, third one in the series this year. It is Quad version 103, Quadrahopic 103. We're tasting it on the fly, this... We kept it in the fermenter an extra day in the bright tank, so let it clear out. So this is really our first tasting since the pilot batch. So what do you guys say for our four words on this beer? How would you describe this real quick?
Tight.
Super tight.
Melon. Yeah.
It's good.
It's really good.
Melon? Melon is... Melon, mango's not out of the question at all.
So dank.
It's crisp. It seems like almost the easiest drinking of all.
I feel like it's more different. 102 to 103 is definitely a bigger change than 101 to 102 was in my mind.
I would agree with
this. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I see that.
No, I think Dan did a great job of capturing summer in this beer.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. This is a great summer IPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, our taco and chili, as Walt will talk about, we got Red, White, and Boom. We got 4th of July coming up.
Yeah,
so
Independence Day, too.
Independence Day would be the same as the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But we got Red, White, and Boom.
Got a bonus holiday in there.
On the 3rd. And so we're recommending for your taco, just doing patriotic, easy layered taco dip. So you take your standard taco dip. Make it look like an American flag with some tomatoes.
Blue is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, they're using lettuce here. This is the Taste of Lizzie T is where tasteoflizzieT.com. You can go find out her layered taco dip.
I guess you could like crumble up some of those blue tortilla chips, you know? But
I guess you could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah, that'd probably be better than what we're looking at here. We got the shredded cheddar. Looks like kind of like a blend, cheddar blend.
It should just be a Jack if it's gonna be white.
It could just be like a store they call that Mexican cheese.
Yeah, and then
like it's a very
The Mexican four blend.
And then we got the tomatoes as the red stripes. We got green lettuce. We got shredded lettuce as opposed to the blue, and then some olives.
Yeah, any sort of.
On top of the dip.
Shredded iceberg lettuce is a must for your 4th of July celebration.
And then the chili this week, this is the suggestion by Hajir, a chilled gazpacho chili.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
So it's finally summer here in Central Ohio. I think it's going to get up to 87 degrees today with a lot of humidity.
Tomorrow.
So it's been a while. Last week, I think it was in the 60s, but... Yeah, it's a great dish for a warm evening. And next time you're in the mood for intense flavor, but with a light, cool taste. Be sure to whip this up. Yeah. That's according to The Healthy Apple by Amy Valpone. That's the healthyapple.com. You can go check out that chilled gazpacho recipe.
I never thought I'd live chili. To see people in Ohio complaining that it is not hot enough for the summer.
Yeah, what?
This week I've heard people saying, oh, it's finally going to be 90 degrees. Summer. It's finally going to be hot.
If it never got to 90 degrees, what? It would be too soon.
It was like 75 degrees last week. It was perfect.
Yeah, that's great weather, but you'll never hear me complain about it being too hot. You can hear me complain all the time about it being too cold. Tell you that right
That's
now.
That's true. I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On this podcast here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess. Oh, yeah. Whatever. So I guess if you want to go to the pool, it's got to be pretty hot.
So with that, I mean, because you can still go outside if it's hot. If it's like cold and blustery, you're not going to go outside. No, yeah, but you're walking from your car. You might be able to do it.
The reverse.
Yeah, I'm with Walt.
When it's negative.
I can put on another jacket.
I can always put on a hat.
There's nothing like a good schvitz, boys.
I can only take off all my clothes once.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
please don't.
So this week again, talking about Quadra Hopping, but we got a bunch of fun stuff coming up here at the brewery, and Walt, you got that rundown.
Yeah, I printed out in really small text here, so I'm gonna do my best to read this out.
Easy to read.
As Adam mentioned, Wednesday the 3rd, so not quite the 4th, is Red, White, and Boom down here downtown on the river. We've got a splendid view from the beer garden of those fireworks. So come down, get your seat early, and just don't give it up.
Be here all day.
Be here all day. But yeah, so we've got, starting at 4, live music all afternoon into the evening, leading right up to the fireworks. We got Ender, which is also known as DJ Al Sigmund. He's going to be DJing from 4 to 5. Mung Bean playing at 5. Souther at 6. Keeps, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, playing at 7. And then Montezuma, featuring Land Grant's sustainability manager, Vinny. Is that his name, Vinny?
Pretty sure that's his name.
Vinny Vincent.
Yeah. And then, Mung Bean featuring Land Grant bartender extraordinaire, Emma. And then DJ Al is going to take us right back up to the fireworks.
Which is a change, because normally during the fireworks, our good buddy Dwyer, you've heard, he called in the podcast if you've been following along since the beginning. He'll bring up a crank radio when we used to watch it on the railroad tracks and pump out the WNCI, which is programmed to coincide with the fireworks.
Which is, I got to say something about that whole thing. This synced fireworks with the music thing. It's not real. I've seen the WB and fireworks in Cincinnati a million times. They do the same thing. It's just music playing at the same time as fireworks.
Well, yeah,
it's a light show.
It's sync. It's the true. Term syncing is.
I think there is one person who is in the exact right space that they can hear the fireworks boom at the exact time they're supposed to.
Yeah, and crescendos.
Probably got to be on the bridges downtown. Yeah.
Or but right anyway,
if you're playing like
the William Tell overture,
I believe the plan is for DJ Al / Ender to DJ right up until the fireworks, and then we'll switch over to the official audio for the show, so it syncs up perfectly for all you wonderful people out there. The next week we got
And then on your day off, holiday hours, you can feel free to come down to Land Grant. We'll be open at noon.
Yeah,
Ray Ray's will be here, and then on your other day off, if you're going to take July 5th off, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
to have a nice 4-day weekend. Right. So come down again.
Yeah, our normal hours. Yeah, Thursday, July 4th of July, we will be open 11:30 to midnight. So come party with us that day too.
I believe we have music that day as well.
We do on 4th.
Yeah, Thursday night. Yep,
Hocking River String Band. Yeah. It's going to be down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
they are a ton of fun. Yeah. It's one of the only bands I go and see. I happen to know a guy in it, but they play some mountain music, as they call it. Mm-hmm. You might know it better as. You might relate it to bluegrass.
No bluegrass.
But it's not bluegrass.
It's not bluegrass. Mountain music. And it is fantastic.
New grass.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
No grass because of the mountains.
Good thing Jay's here on the podcast.
Mountain grass.
Mountain grass.
Good point. And then, so speaking of the music series, tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday, we've got Erica Blinn playing here. She's from out of town, too. I believe Nashville as well. So she's coming into play. She's playing 6 to 9 here in the Beer Garden. And then this Sunday, we got the Fabulous Johnson Brothers. They're coming back again. They were great the first time around.
So better weather.
Energetic coming up. Cover, yeah, 3 to 6 on Sunday. That'd be the 30th. And then next week, actually, we don't have a movie next week because of
Red, White, and Boom.
Red, White, and Boom.
It wouldn't be an enjoyable atmosphere for watching a movie.
No, for sure.
Too many booms.
But the following week, so July 10th, we're kicking off the summer shenanigans portion of the movie series with Can't Hardly Wait, followed by She's All That on the 17th, and then Wet Hot American Summer on the 24th, and then the rescheduled Life Aquatic showing on the 31st, assuming we have perfect weather all those Wednesdays.
Yeah, we've had to cancel the last two after having a pretty good run to start out, but Wednesday, so... We got Royal Tenenbaums in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Walt. A lot going on, as always, at the tap room. Or if you just want to come down and hang out in the beer garden.
Oh, one last plug for Boom Tunes, Red, White, and Boom. Root Insurance will be here. They're having Red, White, and Root alongside Boom Tunes and Red, White, and Boom. They're bringing their cleverly named Root Beer.
Root.
Root Beer.
No, Root Beer.
Root Beer.
And our good friends Jenny's will be bringing a bunch of vanilla ice cream, and they will be doing free, 100% free Root Beer floats while supplies last.
Root Beer lasts.
Red, White, and Boom.
But, I would have said Root, White, and Boom, maybe, instead of Red, White, and Root, because...
Oh, yeah.
The R.
Root, White, and Boom.
RWB, Red, White, and Boom.
We can get the Root. We get the Root marketing firm in here to talk about that.
Root, White, and Boom, yeah.
But we will have some sweet sort of Franklinton, downtown Columbus-themed screen-printed posters printed by our friends Upright Press commemorating Boom Tunes, available starting Monday in the tap room. And if they last to the actual event, they'll be available that day, too. We'll probably set us a couple aside just in case. So,
on to the beer. Now that we... So, you know, if you follow along early spring through the winter, we were launching a beer every week, and... Once we launched Pool Party, we realized there wasn't really any need to launch any new beers, because why wouldn't you just drink a lot of Pool Party, which I think a lot of us here have done. But now is the time for this new Quadrahopic, Quadrahopic 103. Chris, tell us about this version, what makes it a little different.
Yeah, well, as everyone knows, if you've been following at all, Quadrahopic, 4 hops, the hops change every time. This iteration, we do Simcoe, Citra, Whole Melon, and Cashmere.
They call it Cashmere.
There you go. Oh. It's luxurious.
Luxury brand.
So it's around it's 48 IBUs, which is pretty close to what it has been, and 6.7%, again, close to what it has been. We don't change the malt bill because we want the hops to shine, and I really think they do in this. As we said, you know, it's a perfect beer for the iteration for this for summer. A lot of melon when I pulled it off the bright tank, because when you're trying it off the fermenter or something else, you don't necessarily get all the, it's not carbonated, so you don't get all the aromatics that you can when it is carbonated. And I tried it for the first time today, being carbonated, and I was just like, boom, melon, like that's what I got. And that was very exciting to get, because those are apparently pretty delicate aromas that don't come through without the carbonation. Yeah, I get a lot of melon and some tropical, Walt said mango. I definitely don't disagree with that at all. And no, it's very refreshing.
We need to get some like mangoes and guavas and papayas in here so I really know what actually I'm smelling. Because I think mango is kind of a go-to tropical fruit, but I just wonder, we're pretty far from those fruits here in Central Ohio, but...
It's kind of a sweet juiciness a little bit too.
Yeah, sweet juiciness.
Yeah. I agree. I think you get a lot of that melon. The hops are definitely what's shining through. And I think we got a winner here. But the big question on everyone's mind is,
how crushable is it?
Walt,
deep in thought.
I'm trying to. I know, and we had this exact same conversation last time we did this. But remember what we said for the previous quadrahopic.
No, this was my first. This was my first.
That was a big rewind.
Super edit there, where we went back and had the old timey sound effects.
I'm gonna say that. This one, and with it, with the weather peaking at 90 degrees now, finally, you know, finally it's hot as hell outside. and it's just 115% humidity.
Been waiting for it.
Finally, we can finally enjoy summer.
Finally breathe.
The way it was meant to
you
be.
You might be at a pool, actually, now.
I would say this is a five crusher.
Five crusher.
Ooh, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I would agree with Walt on that. Five crusher. The thing about this beer is it's one of those ones where, you know, you have one, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to have another beer. And you just... It's easy to crack open another one. It doesn't hurt. You know what I mean?
Domino effect.
Well, yeah. I will say everyone has refilled their glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to get another pitcher since this hasn't been packaged yet. So you guys may be onto something.
It's been Chris, like 20 minutes.
Chris, what are your thoughts?
These are 10 ounce
glass. I was originally thinking a 4, but I typically don't get a second beer at these, and I'm on number 2. So mm-hmm. that means it's higher than a 4.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been a 4 on all of the previous Quadrahopics. I know there's been some back and forth. A couple of people have gone from 4s to 5s, but I would agree that this is a 5 crusher. I think mm-hmm. you do need to hydrate, though, while you're out in that 90-degree.
Yeah,
you might
course.
Need a,
of course.
You might be mixing in a couple cups of water in between, but
yeah,
you could
I
still,
would recommend that.
You could still crush 5 in that session. So that's a unanimous 5 crusher. Yeah.
That 6.7 will catch up to you pretty quick if you don't if you don't hydrate.
Yeah,
the heat.
Yeah, that's true. You want to be careful with it. Maybe spread them out a little bit, but yeah, I'd say 5.
So let's say you're down here at 424 West Town Street. You're looking to try this week, or maybe you're at 4th of July, and you're getting some of that Ray Ray's barbecue. What are you gonna eat with this?
Did anyone try the Wagyu beef brisket?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I missed it. I was so sad. I waited
in line and
they
ran out.
Really?
Before I got to it.
Man, it looked amazing.
Yeah. Did no one here tried it? I think we're going to have to go.
You got to get here early for
I think we're going to have to go with the jerk chicken because I think that's been Quadrahopic.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
Or if I'm here on a Sunday, wings would be outstanding.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I don't love working Sundays, but I have to work Sundays. And one of the good parts of working Sundays is I get wangs.
Yeah,
that
their wings are outstanding.
It is awesome.
Them wings.
The stiff arm buffalo sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Pretty solid.
You know what I miss from them is that Wagyu beef hot dog. That was,
that was
awesome. I had two of those.
Was that
the
backyard barbecue last year?
No, that... They well maybe, but they did it again for
like a month ago, probably.
When Kosai was having their science fair, they did it that day, knowing there would be a bunch of kids down here that just want hot dogs. That's about the best hot dog you're ever gonna get.
Oh, it was fantastic!
Kids. It was delicious.
All right, did we have any questions from a listener? Doesn't look like
no. Either. Send us questions.
No Come on, questions.
Guys. We know you're listening.
That's weak.
Yeah, we
send us your questions, and you get a free T-shirt.
Free T-shirt.
Unless you've already gotten like 5 free T-shirts, then you get
a Dragon Sandwich. You can still send your questions in, but you got your
you just
T-shirt.
You get cred.
You get it.
You get Langren Street
mad props,
cred.
Mad props.
So we don't have a new beer coming out next week. We do have Red Wine Boom. It is a holiday week. We'll probably be talking about something. Maybe do a little live Boom Tunes broadcast, but. Next episode, we're going to be talking about Black Bear Jamble. Well, next beer episode. So,
that's probably 2 weeks, huh? A
couple weeks out. Yeah. We're excited for that summer favorite, talking about a beer that is crushable during summer months.
Maybe we get some representatives from some of the bands that play here a lot and talk to them.
But
next week.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll figure out how to do like a live podcast
the bands
or something
that
like
jamble.
That. Live from Red, White, and Boom.
Yeah.
I will say, for those of you that have been down to the tap room and you're like, man, you guys haven't had as many beers as you normally do.
It's because y'all drank them all.
It is because y'all drank them all. But there will be a couple of surprises coming up for 4th of July times. So be prepped for those.
That board's already filling
up.
Well,
I'll give you a spoiler alert. If you really enjoy our Bomb Pop Kolsch, if you're coming down for a Red, White, and Boom, that might even be the reason you come down for Red, White, and Boom. But that keg's probably only going to last that day. So if you're looking for it,
that's
your going to drink it.
That's
all.
What happened last year. We got 6 kegs.
Potentially.
That might last a little bit longer, but I wouldn't. It ain't going to make
it. I wouldn't risk it.
No.
It probably won't make it the weekend.
No, it definitely won't.
Yeah.
So, well. Any other thoughts on Quadrahopic? Any other goings on? Hey,
Friday, tomorrow, women national team play France. Be here for that.
Come down. It's going to be wild here.
I think it's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's
check your local listings, but I'm pretty sure it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what they're doing. Hopefully they can capture another World Cup. It's fun. We'll watch that down here. We'll have every game on with audio for the Women's World Cup. Also, the men's national team playing in the Gold Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And leading up, it was very, very dismal, including that match in Cincinnati. And then now Gold Cup. They go ahead and score a bunch of goals up in Cleveland last weekend and continue on. So maybe they're on to something. But, yeah, you can watch those games here. And what do we got? We got
you can come watch SportsCenter, get all your NBA free agency updates, too.
Well, you know, KD didn't sign his extension. But, yeah, Saturday night, Crew's playing in Orlando City. Just come on down, drink some Quadra Hot Pick. Look forward to seeing everyone down here.
Patio's looking real nice too.
Patio's looking nice.
Finally scorching hot.
Let's go enjoy some of these quadrahopics outside of the scorching hot weather. Be down here, make sure to tip your bartenders. Thanks everyone. Cheers.
See ya.
Peace.
Cashmere. Cashmere. And I asked him if I could have it. And he said, no, get away from me. And he started to walk away. Oh, but I grabbed onto his leg, screaming for him to give me the sweater, and he dragged me through the streets. And then he kicked me with the other foot, and he threw some change at me. Ah, oh, but I didn't want the change, Georgie.
Let's do this. Let's run through a couple tests here. Why don't you go ahead, Walt? Say
check. Microphone check.
He's still a little low there.
Check. Talking normally.
Okay, there you go. All right, Hajir, how about you over here?
Oh, I'm just sitting here at the old table here in the Kickstarter room, you know, talking about beer.
Angle your mic, maybe bring it up a little higher over here. Yeah, and then angle it towards there.
Just straight at me.
Yeah, a little higher. There you go. Oh, that could be good. Not staying? Oh, wait. Oh, boy.
That's really good beer.
Yeah, it is.
Is that the same thing?
She's all that classic.
Yep. Weird, right?
What is it, FPJ?
I can always pull this guy out. Right?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh yeah. That's great.
Oh yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh wow, this sounds way better. But... Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Howdy doody.
All right, let's take a look at Chris here.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not hearing a lot in my headphones.
Okay, good, Chris.
Hello. I'm getting nothing of me in my headphones.
Did I just lose everything?
Yep.
There we go.
Hello. There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot better.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Look at that.
Okay. And I used to be a radio DJ.
How does this look?
All right.
There we go. Let's go here.
This is Crazy Chris in the morning. All right.
All right, God. Test that. There
I don't
we
know
go.
How people have
hello,
that much energy.
Hello. All right.
The wolf mane.
We got a... Walt shared something, allegedly. Let's check a look.
Yeah, it looks like it only has the events on it, though, so...
We're doing the tasting on the fly.
That's fine.
Flying off.
Yeah, she texted me. Oh, okay.
All right.
I said it looked great.
Okay, I said the same thing. I just want to make sure you said it. All right, let's take a look here, and we want output.
Why is my interwebs not working?
What's an aggregate of dice? Cool.
Does everyone else have internets?
Yep.
Oh.
I got this one. I got this internet. I printed it out like a jerk.
I got this one right here. In really tiny mm-hmm. font as well. Save space.
Alright.
Taco and chili. Anybody got anything?
No. Cheesy gordita crunch.
Seven-layer burrito.
And then for chili, you could do a chili cheese burrito.
The chili cheese Fritos that are in the back right now.
Oh, yeah, those are tight. Those and Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. I sampled both of those.
Never eaten them anywhere but on, like, a road trip. When I was like 10,
as you should,
like summer vacation road trip, I would always get like an Andy Capp's hot fries.
Ooh, oh yeah,
I love Andy Capp's.
Like I'd never like 70 eat them. Cents. Any other? It's like ginger ale on a plane. Like you don't really drink ginger ale anywhere other but on an airplane.
That's right, true.
Here you go. I got this. Don't worry. Okay.
What do you guys think about chorizo tacos?
I always love chorizo tacos.
The
Sunnyside ones are really freaking good.
He makes a good chorizo.
Yeah, he
does. I don't know if he makes it, but he serves a good chorizo.
And then I'm thinking some, I'm on a sausage kick, so Some chili made with Italian sausage.
No, I got it.
That's fucking interesting.
It's a taco dip.
Taco dip.
It's 4th of July.
I had a habanero chili sausage.
Maybe a patriotic.
Just like a big dollop of sour cream in the middle. Here we go. Shredded lettuce.
It's a patriotic taco dip, and it's got your guac. You got your taco dip base.
It's red, white,
but
and blue.
Then you got your shredded cheese as your white stripes, and you got tomatoes as your
tomatoes.
What's blue? Yeah. Cabbage.
Nasty olives.
No, it's actually green. It's green. It's green lettuce. And then we got a 4th of July chili.
Just gave up on that.
Well, we couldn't find anything
close.
Blue,
which is literally just a regular chili.
Oh, man, venison. I got this great 4th of July chili. What's in it? it's just chili.
It's chili.
Yeah, it's literally.
It's really good, though.
It's just chili.
Yeah, it's literally just chili.
Yeah. The best.
But it won. It was a 2-year consecutive winner in the Seville Quarter Pensacola Chili Cook-Off.
Can you get, cold chili? I feel like cold chili would be good in the summer.
Like gazpacho?
Yeah.
Just like a leftover chili?
Are you heathen?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, chili's always better the next day.
Yeah. Get a fucking microwave.
Years later, I'll become a serial killer. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know about cold
fresh
chili.
Fresh tomato, chili, yeah. Gazpacho.
There's a reach.
Gazpacho chili.
Gazpacho's what's up.
There it is. Gazpacho. That's what we'll do from gazpacho. The healthy apple.
Okay.
Hey, it's a gazpacho.
Yeah, it's Italian. It must be good.
Chilled gazpacho chili.
When you're here, your family.
It's true. Not? When I was coming over to Italy, one of my buddies was like, so you're going to like all the Olive Gardens, right? Because that's real Italian.
Try them all.
We went to the original. So good.
All right, here we go. All right, welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant Brewing. Oh, yeah, I said that wrong.